Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord even now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day even now. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround us and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity even now. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place right now. We decree and declare the double portion is happening even now. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Lord, keep us in our coming and in our going. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making, creative ideas happening this day, even now. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and open opportunities for your people even now. We decree and declare the pour out of blessings that we may not have room enough to receive it. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Amen. Prophetess, let's go ahead and open up the line up even now. Yeah, no, 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 my shunt.
Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you on this morning, this new day that you have made. We thank you, God, for your mercy, for your love, your loving kindness, your grace, God, which is sufficient for us. God, we thank you that we are able to come together again on this prayer line provided for us by the Master Prophet and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who have the vision, God, who have the vision and who see the victory. We thank you, God, for your mercy towards them. And while we're on the topic of the Master Prophet and Deborah, God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way and as they continue their journey in Ghana and all the things that they have set aside to do for themselves and the company of prophets and the prophets who will be up in the mountain praying and seeking your face, God. I ask you to bless them, bless them, bless them in a mighty way, God. Bring greater revelation to them, greater strength, and give them peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it rule their hearts and their minds as they go forth on this journey that you have given them, this task. And God, we just thank you, God, for your mercy. And God, I ask you, Lord, to bless each and every person on the line this morning, God. Bless the prophets. Bless the prophets who are here, the prophets who are not here. We thank you for all of them. Help none of us to get weary in well-doing, God. You've called us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We are to pray at all times, God. And our bodies get tired, God, but even you, Lord Jesus, said to the disciples, can you pray with me 1 hour, God? Well, we're not requested to pray an hour, just a half hour. And we don't even pray the half hour, 5 minutes each or 2 minutes each. God, forgive me for my laziness. Forgive me for my laziness, God. And help me to stay prayerful. And God, I ask you to look upon your people who are on the line on this morning, God. Touch them in their bodies. Touch them in their minds, God. Bless them. Give them peace wherever they are in this country or in wherever they're listening in from, God. You know your people. You say your sheep know your voice. So, God, we thank you for those who are seeking your face, God, because everybody's not seeking God, but we know those who are on the line are seeking, even if they're curious, God. Touch them in a mighty way. Touch them and bless them. God, I ask you to bless the prophets on the line on this morning, Prophetess Joyce, Prophetess Bethany, Prophetess Darlene, myself, and anyone else who's listening in on this side, oh God. Bless them and keep them. Let them know their purpose in this life. Help us to continue to move in faith towards the goals that you have set before us, God. And I ask you to look upon the elderly, Lord, your elderly prophets and elderly people in general, God. Bless them. Keep them from any hurt, harm, and danger. Let their families take care of them and provide for them where they need provision, God. And God, I ask you to bless my own family. Bless them and keep them and save them, those who are not saved. And Lord, I'll continue to pray for them because I love them. I ask for Jeanette Applewhite and her husband and her entire family. Bless them. Sharon Tiggett and her daughters and grandchildren. Bless them. And the Evans family and the Seymours and the Jackson family and even those in Jamaica and in London. God, bless them. And I thank you, God. And I ask you to look upon the people who have been hit by the storms, God, the floods, the hurricanes, even the Mexican people and the earthquakes, God. Oh, God, and wherever else earthquakes have hit, God, look upon your people, God. Help them, strengthen them, provide for them, give them peace and bring safety to them and comfort. And I thank you, Lord, and if there's anyone I've forgotten, the sick and the shut-in, God, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and anyone else who is on the sick list, God, touch them and let them know that you're with them And God, remember the golden seers, Prophetess Cleola and Prophetess Delma Simmons and Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Berrien, Mother Dr. McCarthy, and any of the golden seers, God, just touch them and keep them and let them know that you have them in the palm of your hand and you're looking out for them. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, I'm praying. And thank you for the healing of my body. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness, O God. We come before your presence with singing, O God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endureth to all generation. Thank you, O Father God. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, O God. And Father God, loving Savior, in this light of this new day, may the sunshine of your presence shine upon our souls, O God. Father God, we thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and will, O God. Father God, we thank you, God, for the opportunity of this new day, O God. O God, we thank you, God. May our tasks be done in diligence and all our duties and responsibilities be greeted with joy, O God. O Father God, we thank you, God, for safety and giving us safety through the night and into this glorious new day, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for confidence, God, confidence in you, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for prosperity, riches, success will continue to come our way, O God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection all over us, our children, our family, and loved ones, oh, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for all your leaders of your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them directions, God, in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for your great mercy, God, to those who are shedding, God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance of your presence, oh God. And God, we want to give you our honor and praise, and we thank you, God, for being that hope amongst the people and the communities that was affected by the storm, God. We want to thank you, God, for granting them safety, God. And Father God, we want to thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel through air or land or sea, God. And God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, God. We thank you, God, for continue to protect Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their children and family and all that's going and is with them on the journey, God, to Africa, God. Thank you, God, for continuing protecting them and keeping them from harm to body and soul, God. Thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, God, and keeping their minds mindful of your presence and your love for them, God. And thank you, God, for bringing them back home safe and sound, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your right divine relationships, oh God, that you bring to us, God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the love that you have for your married people, for the love to continue to be strong and holy and deathless, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for regarding their home and to be in your sanctuary, to be a sacred sanctuary, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, because you are our foundation that never fails, God. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and knowledge that you give us. We want to thank you, God, for a clear understanding of your truth, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for restoring us good health, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you, God, for the love that you give us to the end of this world, God. And we want to thank you, God, for abundance, goodness, and truth. We want to thank you, God, for the overflow. We want to thank you, God, for cash flow that you give us, God. We want to thank you, God, for soulmates, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, for protection, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh, God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Father, I want to thank you even now for this new day. I want to thank you for abundance. I want to thank you for increase even now. I want to thank you for protection even now, Father God. Allow your, excuse me, your guardians, angels to be with us and protect us, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, keep us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, bless those marriages even now, Father God, and those that are seeking marriages, Father God. Allow marriages to blossom even now. Right partnerships even now, Father God. Father God, we ask for divine peace in our households, in our hearts, and in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our spirit even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest and awaken with joy in our heart, joy in our mouth, Father God. Allow your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength even now, Father God. Father, I want to thank you for my family. I want to lift up my family even now, Father God, my siblings and my parents, my grandparents, and just my entire family even now. Just put them in your hands even now, Father God. Father God, touch my family and protect them even now. And touch their hearts even now, Father God. Father God, I'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. And I lift up my children even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that this is the day you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We give you glory, Lord God, for your healing power that's present on this line to heal the oppressed by every unclean and familiar spirit. We thank you that your healing is flowing even now, touching us from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes, rejecting and dispelling every unclean spirit. We thank you for purification and sanctification by your word and by your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, Lord God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are our refuge and fortress and our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard against the enemy. And when the enemy comes one way, he flees seven ways because of your power and your angels, your warring angels that have been dispatched to war on our behalf, to protect us and to defend us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our rear guard. We thank you, Lord God, that we abide in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. And in your law we meditate day and night. And we are therefore like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also our leaf shall now wither, and whatsoever we do prospers even now. We thank you for the prosperity anointing that's resting upon our hands, that's resting upon our being, Father God, because in you we live, in you we move, and in you we have our being. We lift up every place of employment, and we dispatch your angels to stand guard to protect us, to guard our resources, to guard our finance, to guard our positions, Lord God, and to prepare elevation and advancement, to prepare and to enlarge our territories. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless every prayer request that's been lifted up on this line, every prayer request that is lifted up to you, Father God. We ask that you touch it even now. Every prayer request, Lord God, everyone that says, pray for me. Father God, we decree and declare breakthrough. Hallelujah. Breakthrough and deliverance in the name of Jesus in every home, in every family, in every strained relationship. Breakthrough. We come against every spirit of resistance, every spirit that would resist your will. We curse it and break the power of it and the influence of it in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless our Archbishop and our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless, amen, the company of prophets who have traveled with them. Divine protection and divine provision. We pray, bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We stand in agreement for her full recovery, full deliverance, full anointing, full breakthrough, full testimony, health, healing, and wholeness. We bless our parents, every elder. We speak healing from dementia, from Alzheimer's, Lord God, from aged diseases. We decree and declare that their youth shall be restored and renewed as the eagles. Amen. We thank you, Father God, and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for fresh oil that flows even now. Fresh oil of anointing, fresh oil and fresh fire, Lord God, fresh zeal, fresh joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for fresh joy, God. Let us rejoice in you. Let us rejoice in you, Lord God. Anoint us to tread on serpents, the lions, and the adders, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We glory in our tribulation. We glory in our infirmity because it pleased the Lord to bruise us. And we surrender every bruise. We surrender hurt and pain. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We surrender all, Father. We empty out that you may fill us again. Fill us, Lord God, with new wisdom, with new revelation, with new insight, with new direction. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father God. We bless you and we give you the glory. For praise is our weapon. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, I'll turn it over to you for the announcement.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all for being here. Listen, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, we'll be right back here with the Master Prophet for our conference call. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, and spoke to the Master Prophet, and I want to encourage you to check your email, check your email, check your email. Something happened today while he was with the King, and so I want to encourage those of you on the line to check your email. be a part, stay in the loop, stay in the conversation of what is happening. Happy Saturday to each and every one of you. 9 a.m. Eastern, be right back here on the line, and then we will join us back here at 11:50 p.m. tonight for our midnight cry again. God bless you all. Prophet Darlene.
Amen. Thank you. And I just challenge each of you to bring someone, invite someone. Amen. Post it on your Facebook page. Amen. Everybody that knows somebody, amen, who knows somebody who has a need for a blessing. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to and challenge you. Amen. And if this prayer call is a blessing to you, amen, sow into this anointing. So, amen, and so into the efforts of the expansion of and globalizing of the prophetic as Archbishop is expanding even through Africa. And I know this is not going to be the only trip. I know God is going to move him through from country to country as he continues to globalize the prophetic. Amen. Bless you all, and thank you, and good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.